بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is the اشارف وجعل الشيخ حضرت حكيم محمد اخضر صاحب رحمة الله عليه. Being the time between عصر and مغرب on the day of جمعة. So we read يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. بلا جان کیا جا مومنہ عالم. بلا جان کیا جا مومنہ عالم. تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. بلا جان کیا جا مومنہ عالم. تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ. برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ. برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، مدینہ 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 مدینہ، برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، سکون جہاں تم کہا دونتے ہو، سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat is teaching us here that a person cannot have complete and perfect iman until you have complete and perfect love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here we just get an idea and a glimpse how the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what love they had for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that in turn will only gain us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ya Hazrat is teaching us that when a person gets the opportunity to be right at the darbar, right close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the most precious moments of his life. Hazrat says, what can be said of that person? Ye subh Madina, ye sham Madina. That a person is now in the precincts of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala has granted him out of his special mercy the opportunity to be in Madina Sharif. Then what can be said of his morning? If he appreciates and he knows the value of Madina Sharif, if he knows where he is, then such a person, he is in a different world. He enjoys, his morning is different, his evening is different. In other words, his whole day is spent in great enjoyment because you are in the company of the greatest sheikh of the world, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That as long as you are close in the within the Haram Sharif, wherever you are close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And such a person won't waste his time in the hotels, in the galleries, in the shopping centers, etc. That person will spend his time the most close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But unfortunately, myself, I did not realize what great opportunity this was when Allah Ta'ala granted it to us. Rather, when we were there, we were worried of the news, worried of the sports, worried of talking of other things, and spending very minimal time in the Haram Sharif. Allah Ta'ala is showing us that we did not know we did not appreciate this valuable gift of being present in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we are virtually deprived of going to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we should not be despondent of the mercy of Allah. We should be crying tears of blood and begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and then asking Allah Ta'ala to open all the doors of Rahmat. The doors of Rahmat open from Haramain Sharifain, and that way it spreads throughout the world. And this is what we should be worried about and making dua for, and not rather talking about that this masjid has closed there. We shouldn't even talk about these things. We should be talking that inshallah, very soon all the doors of Rahmat will open up. When we realize again who is our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we build our connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is why Allah has blessed us with these Mubarak gatherings, that we learn from the friends of Allah just an inkling, an idea, how to gain the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat says here so beautifully that ye subh Madina, ye sham Madina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam Madina. That oh friend, your morning of Madina Sharif, your evening, that is your day, you're spending it so wonderful in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So most blessed is your stay in Madina Sharif. And that person who has appreciated the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person staying in Medina is extremely valuable. Otherwise a person can be right close to the Rauza e Pas, but we far away from the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we far from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are people that are thousands of miles away from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Rauza e Pas, but their love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the amount of durood they recite daily, the sunnahs they are conscious of, they are very, very close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these are the pious servants of Allah, that they are out in the world spreading the message of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but their hearts are very close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Father says, Bala jaane kya jamo meela e alam, tere kayf e khush kharam e Madina. That what does compared to Medina Sharif, the world, what does it know of beauty? What does it know of enjoyment? Today, unfortunately, we are lost in the world of entertainment. With all these things, masjids will close, but our holidays won't close. We will still go to the resorts, etc. We haven't appreciated when we were in Medina Sharif, that as myself did not spend our time properly. So we should be begging Allah Ta'ala that what the world knows of all the entertainment places, the real entertainment is to be present at Rauza e Pas and sending durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then you are under that fountain which is gushing to the greatest degree, the fountain of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. That is where Allah's mercy is descending to its greatest degree presently upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as our Shaykh has taught us that how to benefit when we got that opportunity, that just say, Ya Allah, you brought me at your fountain of mercy, where it is gushing so with so much force, more than the Niagara Falls, any falls in the world cannot compare to the fountain of the rahmat of Allah upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If one drop just splashes on me, my whole bera par ho gaya, my whole life has been changed. But unfortunately, we didn't learn properly the adab, the etiquette, and we came there with our hearts upside down. Our buckets were upside down. So we didn't go with, and we didn't get the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still, as beautifully Hazrat teaches us, we can be thousands of miles away. Like now, Allah ta'ala gave us the opportunity to recite durood after asr few minutes. If a person just had the thought that I'm in front of Rauza e Pak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I'm reciting my durood, you should have got that special connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Father teaches us that why you get deprived of many great things. Allah Ta'ala blesses us, but why do we get deprived? Madina ki galiyon mein har ek kadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram e Madina. That when you in Madina Sharif and all the Mubarak places, the masajid, etc., every step of yours, you must keep in mind the honor and the respect of those places. And the honor and respect of Madina Sharif at the moment is the highest, because Allah Ta'ala's beloved is resting there. But we all should think of our own condition. In Madina Sharif, no respect. We are talking in the masjid, taking photos in the masjid, out of the masjid, sitting in the hotel, foyers, etc., dining like non-Muslims with fork and knife. Allah Ta'ala is just giving us a warning so that we turn back to Allah and we turn back to the sunnat lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is what will give us honor again. Like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala told the world that we were inna kunna azalla qawmun. We were the most degraded nation in the world. Why we became the most honorable nation? Nobody can match the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Fa'azzan Allah bil Islam. When we held the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to say, we held a beautiful Mubarak garment and hand of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave us honor because of that. Now we ruling the world. And remember, this message is for me and all of us till the day of Qiyamah. If you start looking for your honor, dignity in any other way of life, besides the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will disgrace us again, once again. And today we see this is our condition. And myself, I should take stock of my life, all of us. Beg Allah Ta'ala that Allah brings us back to sunnah. And for this, take out time to recite Sirati Mustafa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Instead of wasting our time on the WhatsApp, etc., all the social media talking of unnecessary things, we should be spending our time at least few minutes in the home, read about Sirat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat further teaches us, when you get this love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then forget the enjoyment of durood is far beyond imagination. Just to hear the name of the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madina, 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 bara lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. The friends of Allah Ta'ala, the lovers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to hear the name of the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it gives them great enjoyment and pleasure. Then what can be said when they reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or when they hear people reciting durood, what enjoyment they get, we can't imagine. Myself, I must think, the day of Jummah today, how many durood did I send upon my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And in this condition that we are going through, and what is that year, this masjid was is closed, etc., the things that will open all these things, and remove all these difficulties, is durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And coming back onto the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Hazrat says, when you realize the value of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in today's time, one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to practice, 100 shaheed sawab. And see myself how unmindful we are. We'll come out of the masjid, we'll just drop our shoes down. We're not even conscious, I must wear my right shoe first, it's the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we lose 100 shaheed sawab. And besides the sawab of Allah Akbar, practicing on the sunnah, so much we lose. Hazrat says, when you realize the reality of following in the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like sahaba became the slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then nigaahu mein sultaniyat hai chogi, jo paayega dil mein payam-e Madina. Then you won't worry of honor, of pomp and glory in this world, of position, of being in any political party, or being the prime minister of any country. When you got the true message of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is, we are the humble slaves of Allah. We have to live like the slaves of Allah. And the king of both the worlds, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us that you can be a king, but you live like a humble slave. Then Allah Ta'ala honors us. But unfortunately, myself, we didn't take heed of this. And today we see where we are. Now we all looking for peace and contentment. Allah Ta'ala has informed us that where you will find peace and contentment, Allah bizikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the world that was lost, they were devoid of happiness, peace, contentment. They were living a life of the enmity. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that city became the most peaceful city in the world. From there, peace spread throughout the world. Then the world became a peaceful place. Unfortunately, today the world is again a place of enmity. The world is a place of you can't even think of. Why? To sukoon e jahan tum kaha dhoondte ho. Hazrat says, where are you looking for the peace and contentment of the world, of both the worlds? Sukoon e jahan hai nizam-e Madina mein, in the system of Madina Sharif. That Islam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Till we don't go back, our Shaykh says, don't progress and think you're going ahead with technology. With technology you'll get lost. Go walk 1400 years back to the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And start holding on to one sunnah, and see how the next sunnah will come in your life. The next sunnah, and in the homes, in the cities, in the masajids, then nur will come, peace and happiness will come. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding. Then finally Hazrat teaches us that we should make this dua also, and we should make this effort, that if a person wants to be free from all the worries of this world, and most important, the worry of the hereafter. That is the real worry, which starts from the qabr. Today we are not worried of all of death, we are worried of vaccinating ourselves. But vaccinating ourselves for the qabr, that we are not worried of. Hazrat says, O azadi akhtar ghami do jahase, jo ho jaye dil se hulame Madina. That Hazrat addressing himself, but giving us the lesson, that O Allah, save me from all the worries of both this world. And the real worry is, I must not disobey Allah. I must not lead a life against the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you become the true slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what is the true slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To follow in the most beautiful way of life, the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we become the true slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they became the kings of the world. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding, and make us the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following in the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.